Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. My name is Zoe Whitehead, and I'm the founder of Lunar Lightworker. So first of all, big welcome, because we've had new people into the community. And if you're a first time listener, big welcome. And just to say that what we tend to do in these weekly podcasts is share some aspects of the current astro, cosmic and lunar influences, and just, you know, other aspects of spirituality as well, guidance, insight into how you can help yourself and become more of a cyclical liver. So in this week's podcast, we're going to be talking about this potent Mars-Venus conjunction, which is in Aquarius, and just this kind of theme of relationships that I feel has been with us for the last sort of 10 days or so and continues to be with us. And I also wanted to talk about our moon circle, because I'm a moon circle host. I've been doing this for quite a while now, and I help women to align to the natural cycles, the seasonal cycles, lunar cycles, and cosmic cycles to raise and elevate their vibration. And one of the ways we do this is with my in-person full moon circle. So if you are local to me, if you're in the East Midlands area in the UK, you may consider popping along. I do lots of posts around these circles, so definitely check them out, because it's just so lovely. I'm still on a high from it, from last night. I didn't sleep very well. I was very, very busy. And it's just so gorgeous. We kind of sit around a fire and we talk about all the current influences, cosmic lunar influences, and we do a ceremony, a release ceremony, a ritual. We have a fire outside if the weather's okay, and we just together, we do powerful lunar quests as well to really hone down on what it is that continues to block you. You know, we're just chipping away at these things and just reminding ourselves that we are beings of light first and foremost, and how to align to these powerful cycles so that we can live with more sovereignty and grace. And this is what I do in person, but we also have the membership, the online membership, where we meet bi-monthly and we do exactly the same work, but it's online. So last night, one of the things we did talk about was this conjunction, this Mars-Venus conjunction. And what's really interesting about it is that these planets have quite opposing energies, quite contrasting energies. Mars is that real warrior-like energy that pushes you to take action and, you know, really move forwards. and maybe complete tasks or start something new. It's that kind of energy. So it's more of what I call a divine masculine energy, whereas Venus carries very much a feminine energy. And I always feel that when you think of that planet. So it's a more divine feminine inwards energy. It's all about your intuition and your ability to love and receive love, and you know, your relationships as well, your relationships with yourself and with others and with your higher self as well, of course. So they're quite contrasting. So what's happening is, as these two planets, and I believe this began yesterday, were closer or are closer in alignment and position, then that combination, that blend, is kind of pushing you to make shifts and changes in your relationships and the way that you connect with others. And that's really what it's about. And if you think back to last week, this is I just love the synchronicity, because last week obviously we had St. Valentine's Day, where we felt Aphrodite, we were walking with Aphrodite, and we were very much feeling this vibration of love in the collective, right? And through our intentions, our actions and our thoughts, we could really feel this. And this is just kind of continued into this week. And now we have this Mars-Venus conjunction as well. And also the Sun stepped into Pisces at the beginning of this week. So again, this is about our connections to our spiritual self and connections to other in a much deeper way. So it's all about relationships right now. And you know, it's that question of how to harness this, because this is these planets, this energy is supporting us to move forwards with our growth. And really the full moon and the new moon phases are the most potent phases in the lunar cycle, and we have a full moon coming up towards the end of this week. So you get this full glare, this full lunation, so you can really get clarity, you know, in the ways that you want to move forward. And it's a moon rise in Virgo, so it's very detailed. So you can see how all of these like cosmic and lunar activities are really helping you in a particular aspect of your life. So what I would recommend this week, if you are, you know, if you're really feeling this call and you really are feeling that you need to shift aspects of your relationship, you know, maybe you crave more intimacy, or maybe you crave deeper, meaningful conversations. You know, it can be to do with your platonic relationships, as it can be to do with your romantic relationships, or just how you connect with people in general. You know, maybe you want to widen your social circle, or maybe you're feeling a little bit put upon by others, you know, and you need to be more bounded, or you need to speak your truth more, you know, whatever it is, whatever aspects of your relationships need to shift, you will be absolutely supported cosmically to get that guidance and take that action. Because remember, we have that Mars energy there supporting that action taking. So yeah, if you're really, really feeling this and really, really resonating with this, then I would definitely be getting your journal out, this especially around Saturday, you know, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, if there's anything that's triggering you, just really take note. It's about practicing pristine self-awareness as well, so you can get crystal clear around which shifts you need to take, what action you need to take. And you know, this should start to move you in the right direction. And remember, it's not just your relationship with yourself, but it's very much your with others, not just about the relationship with others, but it's very much about your relationship with you, what you're telling yourself, and you know, also your connection with your higher self as well. So if this is something, again, that you want to move forwards with in a much deeper way and become much more independent in this and really learn how to master this and harness these potent cosmic energies, then definitely check out the Lunar Lightworker membership if you are not local to me. You know, all of these aspects we deepen into. And I also run powerful healing on the group, on you etherically, if it's long distance. And all of this will help to consolidate and open up your consciousness to all of this. And obviously, if you're local to me, East Midlands area, then you have the in-person circles. And I'd love to connect with you in that way as well. So I'm going to leave the links in this week's show notes and you can check all of that out. I hope you have a beautiful day and or evening, well, you know, whenever you're listening to this, or week. Just as I've been recording this, there's just been a huge downpour, like huge lots of purification. And I'm just thinking I'm going to have to go out with the dogs in a moment. So that will be good. And it's good old British weather. So yes, so anyway, have a beautiful week. And don't forget the full moon, potent full moon in Virgo coming up in the next few days. So you can definitely harness those potent lunar vibrations for insight. All right, my love. Thank you so, so much for listening. And I'll be connecting soon. Bye.